It's 2019. If your website, your business is not on the first page, you don't exist to your industrial prospect.
Wow, that is Richard Fong, aka Rich. He is CEO with Bliss Drive, B-L-I-S-S Drive. And he is dropping some real truth bombs on this episode of Industrial Talk Podcast. Did you know that 89% of B2B purchases start with an internet search? So SEO is really important to your success. And if you're not digging into SEO, and if you're not deploying that as a strategy, you're losing money. So here's Rich Fong on the Industrial Talk Podcast.
Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. My name is Scott McKenzie. So glad that you are here. Thank you very much for joining. We've got an incredible interview. You can tell by the tease that we're going to be talking about SEO. And if you're not in the SEO game, you're losing money. Bottom line, we got to be about SEO. So let's get this show on the road. And thank you again for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. Yeah, I'm telling you, man, I'm passionate about this particular interview too. I'm passionate about them all because it's all about you. 100% of this platform is dedicated to you, the industrial professional, you juggernaut out there. Keep going. Keep changing the world. You're innovating. You're making a difference. But before we get into the interview, let's get going.
Tailgate talk number one.
Okay, you know I'm a homer for Reliability Web. They have a great event. They have events galore. Bottom line, you go out to reliabilityweb.com, look at what they have. Go to the events. And the one I'm going to be highlighting, put it on your calendar, is May 6th through the 10th. And that is the Reliability Conference, and that is in Bellevue, Washington. That is really Seattle. But anyway, I went to the one in Las Vegas. It was fantastic, a must-attend event if you are an asset management professional, if you're in maintenance, if you're considering doing the asset management thingy. You got to go out to reliabilityweb.com because they will not let you down. They have the content you need to be great.
Number two.
Okay. Tick, 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 tick. Okay, this is the ICMC or the International Crisis Management Conference. We got to be about learning and growing and doing everything we can to change the world, and that is a conference for you too. This is April 30th to May 2nd, and this is in Newport, Rhode Island, and it's the Grunny Resort. And this is the fourth annual one, so they're successful. You got to do it. If you're in that business too, go to that conference because it is going to be jam-packed full of great content.
Number three.
Call in all safety professionals out there. You need to go to safopedia.com. Safopedia.com, where that information, that content at that location, that website is free. Free. Oh, my gosh. And they constantly change, and they constantly grow. And their resource base is phenomenal and bursting at the seam of safety-related material. But we're starting a new podcast, Safiopedia and IndustrialTalk.com. We're starting a new podcast called Safety with Purpose, and we're going to be highlighting you, the professional, because you guys are doing great work out there. And then finally,
number four.
Okay, we're all about education. Oh, yeah, and education. Go out to IndustrialTalk.com. Go to the Industrial Academy. You'll find information and programs and courses that are specific to you, the professional, about sales, marketing, branding, and how you can be a better professional and build that market. Okay, on to the interview. Enough of that. Richard Fong. Know that name. Love that name. He's with Bliss Drive, B-L-I-S-S Drive. And you know, one of the things that I've learned to grow and love is the power of SEO and doing SEO search engine optimization correctly. Oh, there's a lot of people out there, don't get me wrong, that say, hey, I'm an SEO specialist. No, Adam Fong and those fine people out at Bliss Drive, they want you on the first three results of a search engine result. That is money in your pocket. There's some incredible stats that support that. But anyway, this is Richard Fong, and he is the CEO of Bliss Drive. All right, Richard, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. So glad that you're here. Thank you very much for joining. What do you have on your mind, my friend?
Hey, thanks, and happy to be here. Today I want to talk about digital marketing and SEO for the industrial industry.
Boom. Let's sort of break into getting a little 411 on who you are and where you come from and why you're such a spectacular SEO professional, because your stat card out on LinkedIn is pretty spectacular. So give us a little background on who you are and where you come from.
Yeah, thank you. So I've been doing SEO for over 10 years now. Before that, I was actually a finance analyst for a bank right after I graduated from college and went to UCI, University of Irvine.
The Anteaters.
Yeah, Anteaters. That's right. That's right. I graduated with an economics degree. It has nothing to do with SEO. They didn't teach it back then. Nor do they still really teach it now.
You don't do it today. Yes.
No.
Trust me.
So I'm a pretty numbers guy, number-driven guy, data, et cetera. I worked for the bank for a couple of years. I was traveling all over the country. That was during the mortgage boom. And then they were trying to figure out how much it's costing to process everything. And then I got tired of just going around the country. You know, it sucks. It's great when you're first out of college, but it kind of sucks when you're going to Milwaukee in the middle of winter for the second time in a row, and you're playing with snow. There's a reason I moved out of Kansas, right? I grew up from Kansas over there.
Yeah.
So now I'm in Irvine, California. I've been doing SEO for a good amount of time with my team, and I'm loving it.
Good. Now, for the listeners out there, SEO is search engine optimization. Now, once again, guys, you know, and I'm talking to the listeners, I'm very passionate about industrial marketing, industrial branding, industrial sales. And I've got to tell you right now, this is the interview that you need to listen to, because SEO, even though it sounds all data and wonky and all that good stuff, it's very important because, and we're going to talk about that. It's very important because if somebody, Rich, he's Richard, but he goes by Rich, thank goodness. It's like 89, 87% of everybody that you come in contact with will go out on Google to see where you are. Yeah. Is that something? Have you heard that stat before?
Well, they'll definitely look you up, right? Because if you're not online, you're not a business. And nowadays, it's more common than a business card, right? They have to look you up, see what your reputation is.
But the real reality is that they're still within the industrial market. They just look at that website because somebody said out on the internet, you need a website. So they go and put a website out there and it's static. And what I see and what I believe is that, you know, really embracing SEO is a really dynamic solution for getting people to go to that storefront, that website.
Yeah. The thing is, a lot of people nowadays, even though for industrial, they may say, oh, we rely on word of mouth, right? But there's a lot of millennials, a lot of people are looking for your products online, looking for a new vendor. So if you're not on the first page, they're not going to look on the second page. It's almost like you don't exist online. It's almost like, you know, your brand's not there. They can't trust you. If Google can't trust you, how can they trust you, right? So you got to consider that is an element of business these days.
You're speaking truth, because I've lived through that. And as the host of the Industrial Talk Podcast, I think in terms, and it's taken some time to sort of understand the spiders and, the Google spiders, and they go out there and they look around, but they're looking for something. They're trying to. Can you sort of give us some background on what Google is looking for from an SEO point of view?
Yeah, sure. So Google's mission is to organize the world's information and share it, make it accessible for everybody, right? So obviously they have all these technologies that's developed to organize. And what they first started with is the search engine to organize the data of websites out there. So when the Google search engine bots are coming through to individual websites, first thing they're trying to understand is, what's this website about? And if they can't understand it, they're not going to rank you. They're not going to index you for the relevant keywords that you're at, right? Once they understand what your website's about, then they have to understand, okay, how authoritative is your website? So I know where, how high to rank you, because, you know, on page, in terms of what you have on your website, you can copy a competitor. You can copy the number one guy up there, and your competitor could just copy off of you, right? Because everything is, you can see everything. It's, everything is controllable. That's what we call the on page. So if everything's all looking the same.
On page,
O-N-P-A-G-E. That's the on page. So I'll back up a little bit. Essentially, if you want to break down SEO to a very simple fact, there is two simple pillars to SEO.
Yep.
It's the on page and the off page, okay? On page is everything that's on your website that the search engine bots can go in and see, right? It's your titles, your meta descriptions, your internal links, content, how much keyword density there are, sitemaps, everything that the bot would come in, and they have their algorithm of calculating what's on your website to say, okay, we're going to rank you for these type of keywords. Make sense? Now, yep. On page is 100% controllable. It's everything on your website. You can manipulate it however you want, right? But your competitor can just look at your on page and just copy you, or you can copy your competitor. Does that make sense?
So yes, but doesn't doesn't Google know that, hey, that's like, okay, I'll use mine as an example, industrialtalk.com.
Yeah.
Well, that's not that's industrialtalk.com. That looks like it, but that's not industrialtalk.com.
Google doesn't know the difference really, right? Because you can see other press releases sometimes. They all have the same content. And then the more authoritative press release will get higher rankings. The more authoritative domain or website will get the higher ranking. So that's where I was going to go to. My second point is, if you have the same content, same material on the website, how's Google know who to rank one above the other if everything's the same? Because everything's copyable, right? The way you Google determines that the ranking of the website is through the authority. So authority is established by off-page. Off-page meaning the amount of links that are coming back. You hear backlinks, right, in SEO terms. Backlinks are kind of like votes from other websites linking back to you. So obviously you have to break it down to like, the authority of the other links. Obviously, a link from a White House is going to be a lot more powerful than a mommy blog, right? Mommy food blog. A link from a industrial manufacturer coming back to you is going to be a lot more relevant than another site that talks about puppies and stuff like that, right? So you want to have all these signals coming back to your website. And this is the algorithm that Google uses to rank websites. And this is what everybody talks about when they're talking about SEO factors and different variables, because at the end of the day, I've studied the Google patents. The main factors have not changed. It's always been on page and the authority of your website, which is off page dependent. All these algorithm changes, all these updates that you hear about, they're just fine tuning the dial, right? So one year it was, social signals coming in, so they're reading that. So everybody started like overemphasizing on social signal, so they turned that down a little bit, right? They say, oh, this keyword, if you put this density of keywords on your page, it's going to get you better results. And people start overdoing it. And so Google tuned their dial and said, okay, if I see over density of that keyword, we're going to penalize you a little bit, right? Because we know you're gaming us. So all these are just update algorithm updates that you don't want to, you want to know what calibrations to have at the perfect pitch. So that Google sees in, goes in and see that, oh, everything looks very natural. You guys look like a very big brand. We obviously want to rank you because you're very authoritative in that subject, right? In that industrial website or any other type of website that they're looking
Okay, for. So listeners out there, there are two pillars. One, on page, you can control that. It requires some effort, but you can control it. That is internal links, external links. Content.
Only internal links. External links. External links linking to other people is good as well.
Okay, good. Because I've been doing that too. And it was like, gosh. But but that's on page. You can do it. That's important. And then, of course, off page is that level of authority or the backlinks. And we can talk about that a little bit more because I want to probe on that just a bit.
Sure.
But those are the two pillars, so you think through it. So in the case of, this is always fascinating, within the industrial world, Rich, there's a lot of commonality. So you have, let's say, a mechanical seal here, And it's well manufactured, and it's up to the highest standards. It's engineered. And then you got another company that does mechanical seals, and it's up to the highest standards, and so on. And I mean, there's tons of companies who manufacture mechanical seals. I'm always fascinated by the fact that how do you stand out in the world of sameness?
Yeah, exactly. So online is completely different than offline marketing. Yeah. So offline, you know, you have your catalogs and your brochures, you send it to your customers, and you have this message you hope that they see, right? Yeah. This may be something that you know who the customers are, and customers kind of know who you are, how big you are, how long you've been around.
Right.
Online is completely different. They're searching on Google because they don't know the best vendor. They're looking for a vendor. They may have some ideas, an existing vendor, but they're looking for something new. They're looking for a solution to solve their problems, right? So they're going to go online. They're going to look. First they see is the advertising, right? And a lot of people know that it's advertising. Advertising, Google AdWords gets about 2 to 5% click-through rate. If you're very targeted, maybe 10%. But that means 90 to 95% just skip the ad altogether, going straight to the organic because they trust what Google has to say, right? They trust that, okay, Google is going to show me who the top players are. And when they get in there, it's so funny because I have clients who are like a couple million dollars in revenue size, but we're beating out like multi-billion dollar companies just because we're very focused in on those keywords. And they look like one of the big boys, right? And that's what you want to do. You want your website to be number top three online, because when you're top three online, you're already differentiated from the rest of the competition.
Yeah, that's huge.
Google said you're top three. And those guys get about 50 to 80% of the click-through rate. So if there's 1,000 search volumes every month, that means 500 to 800 traffic visitors are clicking on the top three. They're not even going down to the rest, right? If you're at the bottom of that first page, you're probably getting about 10% of that traffic, right? So you definitely want to be on the very top. When you're on the very top and users come through to your website, then it's the sales landing page. That's your brochure in a way.
Yeah.
And there's so many things that you can do with that landing page, that sales page, right? You can differentiate yourself with a video. You can differentiate yourself with white papers. You can get their email and start nurturing them slowly. You can put your remarketing pixel on and follow them as your brand. So it's a long lasting impression to them, because a lot of times they say it takes about 7 to 12 times of impressions before they can buy from you. So that's another way of saying, okay, you come through my website, let me remarket to you. Let me show my advertising and my brand on your Facebook, on your CNN, everywhere that you go. So you're consistently exposed to my brand. And it's a very affordable way of doing it, because you're not buying cold traffic. You're buying already warm traffic to you. And then you have a consistent message that goes out. It's a whole different ballgame online that you can really differentiate yourself online with the customers.
Yeah, it's a fascinating world. I can get overwhelmed. My ear could start bleeding. My nose start bleeding just because I hear what you're saying. Let's talk. And I mean, we're going to take a break right now. I'm sorry, because I was ready to start another thought process, but we're going to be taking a break. We're talking with Richard Fong, a.k.a. Ridge. He's CEO of Bliss Drive, and we're talking SEO. And if you're not interested in SEO, you need to be interested in SEO, because that is a powerful solution or tool to put you up front and get noticed. So thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
There is only one place I go when I'm interested in learning about reliability, asset management, and maintenance, and that is reliabilityweb.com. Their platform, their focus, their commitment to reliability is second to none. They want to build a culture of reliability in your organization, and they provide the content to support that. Go out to reliabilityweb.com. Reach out to them. You will not be disappointed. If you're an asset management, maintenance, reliability professional, this is the only place for you to go. That's reliabilityweb.com. They're building a culture of reliability. All right, welcome back to the Industrial Talk Podcast. We're talking with Richard Fong, Rich Fong. He's CEO of Bliss Drive. And we nailed two pillars one that's on page and off page for SEO. And my mind is just absolutely racing, and so should your mind be racing as an industrial company and figuring out how to truly leverage your website to get it up as much as you possibly can on that Google results. Because I think you just said 50 to 80% of the click-throughs are at
that's
the
right. Top three. Top three organic. Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty spectacular. Now, I'm not an SEO pro, nor is a lot of other people. And if you are, you need to reach out to Rich here. But if you're not, we need some steps, Rich. Let's talk a little bit about the seven steps of SEO process, because we're all about a process. So
absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So the first process that we take a look at is how fruitful is your market, right? So obviously, there's a lot of data out there. You want to know what keywords have what search volume so that you can go ahead and you know, rank it, right? You don't want to go rank for certain keywords that have no search volume or no buying intent. The way you find buying intent is how much people are bidding on the keyword, how much is it? So once we find out the market size of what you're looking for, all the keywords, and we do competitor research to see what the competitors look like, what they're ranking for and how much volume they have, then we can essentially copy their strategy, right? And then we add a couple of our own layer on top of it. So that's...
I want to make sure, just one second. When we start talking about keywords, we're looking at words that are popping up within Google. We'll just continue to use Google. We'll just use that. And they're being sort of looked out there. It's almost automatically Google's going to say, oh, I see where you're going. I'm going to automatically fill in. Is that what we're talking about?
It's essentially mapping out the landscape of digital online, right? To see, okay, if I'm this type of industrial company, what type of terms are companies, my customers, my prospects are looking for, and how much volume are there? So that I know if I don't have a page for that, I need to develop a page. Or if I have a page for that, I need to optimize that page so Google can recognize it quicker and go ahead and rank me for it. Right. So I want to map out, okay, where are all the opportunities out there on the digital landscape? So either I build something for it or I utilize and optimize what I have existing on my website for that, those keywords and terms.
That is a keyword, and I've read about this, a keyword strategy.
Yeah. So essentially it's keyword research, competitor research / keyword research, right? Because we can look at your competitors and see they've done all the homework, right? We have tools that can do this very efficiently and see what type of traffic they're buying and what type of organics that they're actually ranking for. Then we can say, okay, that fits us perfectly. Let's go grab those keywords and use it for ourselves as well.
Okay, keywords. Okay, I'm going to sort of distill it down into getting the right keywords.
Yeah, so, the right keywords for us. So the number two strategy is actually prioritizing which keywords to go after. Because at the end of the day, you may have like hundreds of keywords, hundreds of things that you, that terms that you may want to go after, right? So what we figure out is what has the highest volume, search volume every month, and what has the lowest keyword difficulty. That way, we can get you the results soonest. Because SEO takes a while, okay? It's not going to happen overnight, but what we want to do is figure out what can get us the result of more traffic the soonest, right? So we will go after lower keyword difficulty, meaning it wouldn't take me as long or hard to rank with the number of authority or backlinks. And then it has a certain amount of volume so that when it does rank, I'm going to get traffic, decent buying intent traffic from it.
So I have a website. And I've gone through this effort to find sort of a 100 keywords that are very applicable to my business, right? I'm not, if I'm in an industrial business and I do seals, I'm not going to look for menu items at a, you know, an Italian restaurant or something. It doesn't make sense. There's a disconnect. So you want keywords specific to your business. And then in that strategy, be able to sort of rank those. And then in your website, be able to be mindful. You've got to be mindful that there's a strategy here that we want to deploy and hit these keywords. Is that right?
That's right. Because it matters. I mean, initially, once you know all the keywords that you want to target, obviously we would start developing content for it, and we'll go into that later. But when we do the link building, the authority building per website page, you can't do it for 100 pages all at the same time. It makes no sense, because it would dilute the results, right? So we want to focus on a couple of focus URLs, as we call it, right? To say, okay, we really want to boost these keywords up. We want to build backlinks that targets these keywords so that we can rank for them faster.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, so that's where the strategy, we decide on that. Once we get going on the keywords, we mapped it out. We say, okay, let's target this first. Once we get you on the top three, then we can move on to the next set of priorities. Right? So we go after it strategically rather than just...
The strategy is, okay, our effort is to try to get on the top three. And so we're going to focus. And I think you have a quote from Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
So I love it. It's like, the successful warrior is the average man with laser-like focus. You've got a laser-like focus.
That's right.
On getting that website up in the top three, because that's where that's meaningful stuff.
Yeah, that's where the money is. You know, and you can beat out billion-dollar companies as a million-dollar company just because you have the right focus on the specific keyword that you want to go after.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be tough for you because you're an SEO company, and if I type in SEO, that's a tough. That's bloody water market, man.
It is red ocean right there.
I want to be blue ocean.
That's right. Yeah, that's why we want to go after specific industries plus SEO rather than just SEO as broad, right? Because
love it.
You're gonna get a lot of little fish if you're just going after SEO in general. But
I love it. You know, I love that strategy.
Industries, yeah.
Okay, number three.
Number three is the benchmarking. So now you know your keyword layout, kind of where you want to focus in first. You want to know how you're standing existing, like right now, where you're currently ranking. You may not be ranking for those terms at all at this point, or you may be on page 8. A lot of times they're on page 6, 7, 8, which means you're pretty much non-existent.
Yeah, forget it.
Google already said, hey, you're relevant for this topic, so it's worth going after. And you have that content, so we can look at that content or that page and say, okay, let's really add more content to it and optimize that page so that we can get higher rankings.
Yeah,
so that's the benchmarking portion.
Yeah. And that's number four. And I'm looking on your website, which is a beautiful website, quite frankly. I enjoy the navigation and the ability to be able to tootle around. And by the way, I used Foxfire on the other one, and it worked.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, we got to fix the Chrome. Yeah,
hey, that's okay. It's not a problem. And then number four is site optimization.
Correct. So site optimization, we have an 80-point checklist, right? We want Google's bot to come in.
80? That's an 80?
Yeah. So there's a lot more than just Yoast SEO and the keyword density and internal links. Obviously, you want the bots to come in through your host site to figure out the site architecture. You have data structures, you have a bunch of things that we have to go through to make sure when the bots come through that, hey, this looks really clean, really legit, and we really like surfing through this website, and they're gonna wanna crawl and index you for a lot more keywords.
So listeners out there, what we've got is we've got that keyword, we're discovery, the keyword, and then we develop the strategy around it. Then of course we've got to track it. We've got to see how we're doing. And then, of course, we talk about the bots. We talk about those spiders going out there, and that's Google, and it's going to tootle around your website. And if it's not structured right, it gives those bots sort of like an uncomfortable feeling. it's just not going to work. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. They're not going to index you for as much as you can be, right? So step 1, 2, 3 is all kind of strategy and planning.
Yep.
Step 4 is where we start the heavy lifting, right? We start going in and looking at your existing content, start fixing your titles, your meta, your internal links, your sitemaps, look how it's being connected to Search Console. Essentially, we're going to make it in that the Google search engine bots, when they come through, everything looks smooth to them. Everything's best practice so that they can say, okay, these guys are on top of it. We like what they're doing, and we can rank them.
Yeah.
You know? And that's where step number 4 comes in.
And then number 5, we're talking content development. Yeah. That's content, huge.
Content is huge, right? Everybody says content king. It is king, but if you only do content, it's not going to be enough. So let me tell you why. So once you mapped out all the keywords that you want, you're obviously going to find like pages, you're going to find keywords that you don't even have a page for, right? So you always want to have a specific page. The way I look at content is like a fish line out in the ocean, right? You have to have the right type of bait, the content itself, out so that you can catch the right type of fish, right? What we do is we want to have so many types of threads out, it works kind of like an industrial net, so you can catch all the fishes you want. And a lot of times companies, they just have their basic service page and a about page, and that's it. They don't focus in on the specific keywords and having the right type of pages for those keywords to talk about it, right?
Right.
And the way that you research what type of content you want to have is just type in what the keyword is and see who's ranking top three and what type of content they're talking about. Obviously, if it's an educational piece or a blog piece, that's what you want to think about, because each keyword has its own buying intent and what the user or the reader wants to read about. So you don't necessarily want to have a service page where people are looking for information. Look, you may want to use a blog page. You may want to use something that provides something more value, or even a video at times, right? So that's where you want to plan out your editorial calendar to see what type of content for what type of keywords that you want to go after.
Okay, yeah. Now number
three. That's where there's a lot more planning.
Okay, listeners out there, it's not, it's, I mean, you can, and correct me if I'm wrong, Rich, you can start small, but recognize that there is a strategy. You just don't prop up a website and say, I'm done.
No, yeah.
There's more to it. And this is the first part of the 21st century, and we could do so much more. And I think that that's really important for you industrial professionals and companies out there to recognize there's, you're leaving money on the table. Okay. Yeah. Number six, we're talking about authority building.
Authority building. So this is what I want to talk about, where people say content is king, right? Just because you have content on your website, but your website domain or the website itself is not respected by Google, your content is never going to get high rankings, right? Because Google, like I said earlier, Google can read all the content out there, and people can just copy each other. So how they decide like who they're going to rank higher above the other is through the authority of your website. So that's where we come in with the backlink building. Make sure that your website ranks in the eyes of Google, has good authority. And we do that in three tiers, okay? First tier is you want to look like a real business, right? What does all real business have? They have an address. So what we want to do is verify you on Google Map, Bing Maps, and Apple Maps, okay? Once you get those three, then you have to build the citations with your name, address, and phone number. And that way Google can crawl the web and say, okay, you're a real address with your brand and your address and phone number all consistent throughout the internet. So you have to be a real business versus a fly-by-night business. That's tier one. Tier two, any real big brand, they are active. They have social signals. They have press releases. They have different sources of web content or web assets coming back to them at all times. So what we want to do is we want to make sure you have an active social media account. And you could do that with the RSS feed from your blog and syndicate that out to your social media. You have a vibrant Web 2.0 accounts, things like your YouTube accounts, or your like WordPress. There's a lot of sites out there that you can register and just push content out with a backlink to your website. And that'll show Google that you're vibrant, you're publishing out there, yeah?
Got it.
And then there's third layer. Third layer, so the first two layer, they're very controllable if you think about it. You can really hire some intern to kind of do all these activities for you, right? Go do directory submissions, go build social media pages. Obviously, they need to know the right proportions of what they need to do, but it's not really that difficult to do, right? You can train anybody to do that. The third tier is a little bit more difficult. It's just more time consuming, but it's the outreach. You want to go get other manufacturers, other bloggers, other people coming back to your website and talking about you. The way you do that is you say, hey, can I go ahead and write an article on your website? And then in exchange, you go ahead and link back to me. Or you go onto an existing page and you find a broken link and you say, hey, I saw that you have a broken link. Would you like to link to my website? And can I sponsor a website? Essentially, it means that you'll pay them to get a link from their website. It's all very white hat. Google they really can't see this. I have my own website myself that I run, and I've gotten links from other agencies that they try to, they do the sponsorship. And you know, I've gotten links for IBM and Staples, Fortune 500 companies. They all do this as a best practice.
I love it.
So those are the authority for link building. Yeah.
Final step. We are at number 7.
Yeah. Review and reporting. That's a very major process for SEO, because a lot of the work that SEO agencies do, you don't see. It's all, everything's in the background, right? So what you need to know is, you need to know, A, are you building authority to your website on a consistent basis? Two, are those authority resulting in proper ranking for your website? And then number three, is that getting traffic, right? Obviously, you want sales. So you want to obviously look at what type of lead generation, lead activities are coming in, and then how they're translating to revenue for you guys. So that's reviews and reporting is super important. If they're getting you rankings, but you're not getting additional traffic, you probably hit the wrong keywords that have no volume.
Yeah. So that's, all right. We're going to take a break right now. We're going to wrap it up on the other side of this break. You need to get a hold of this gent. Rich knows his stuff. My gosh, man. My head is with knowledge now. This is Richard Fong. He's CEO of Bliss Drive. We just got done talking about the 7 steps of SEO. Don't be afraid of SEO, guys out there. Don't. It's a wonderful thing, and it can be done, and it's important. So thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, you industrial companies out there, did you know 75% of all users do not click past the first page of their search engine results? 75%. I'm one of them. 60% of all users click on the top 3 websites in their results. I'm also one of those. So bluntly stated, if you're not focused on SEO and optimizing your website with technology that makes you a success, you're missing out on opportunity. I use Bliss Drive. They're a wonderful team that is passionate about you, your success, and they stay current in this world of SEO. So if you want to get noticed, it's SEO. If you want to gain more leads, it's SEO. If you want to generate more revenue, it's SEO. And if you want to stand out in this world of sameness, industrial sameness, it's SEO. Bliss Drive is the company for you. Go to blissdrive.com, find out more. They're wonderful. You will not be disappointed. Welcome back to the Industrial Talk Podcast. Of course, we're talking with Rich, because I can call him Rich now, Rich Fong, CEO of Bliss Drive. And we're talking about SEO, search engine optimization. You're telling yourself, oh, Scott, this was so technical. I'm telling you right now, it's very important to the success of your business. And if you don't do this, somebody will, and will capture that market as sure as I'm bald and my head is shiny. It will happen. Right? Am I right on that?
That's right.
Am I speaking truth here? Yeah. So anyway, Rich and everybody out there, you need to get a hold of this gentleman. He knows what he's talking about. And I'm sure he can remove a lot of pain. How do people in the industrial talk world get a hold of you?
Yeah, absolutely. You can visit my website. That's Bliss Drive, BLISS, like happy, and then drive, like driving a car, blissdrive.com, or email me, rich, R-I-C-H, at blissdrive.com. And I'll be happy to answer any questions and set up what I can do is I can set up a call, do a screen share, and show you what your website looks like in the eyes of Google, how you're stacking up against your competition, and what the marketplace looks like for you. So you can see an ROI from your SEO before you even start.
Fantastic stuff. I'm telling you right now, what I'm going to do, everybody out there, I'm going to be linking, I'm going to provide all the links, I'm going to do everything, because that's what you need to do in the SEO world. But it's very important. And be that company that is thinking ahead, and be that professional that recognizes the necessity that SEO is very important to your business, very important to your success. And it's so important. And finding, and I mean, finding the right SEO expert is very key. Is that right, Rich?
Yeah, absolutely. So I get so many clients that have been burned in SEO. Essentially, they show them a lot of on-page, they do some content marketing, no backlinks, no authority building, nothing like that, where we bring it back to the mechanic shops. When we do the screen share, you'll see all the tools we use, and then we can track it as we start working. So you know that we're doing real work for our clients.
Absolutely stunning. Thank you very much, Rich. I really appreciate your time, and you were dropping some truth bombs in there. I really like it. And I'm definitely going to have another conversation with you after the podcast. So thank you very much, you industrial listeners out there. We're going to wrap it up on the other end. Thank you very much for joining. And Rich, thank you for being a part of the Industrial Talk Podcast.
Thank you, Scott.
Hey, once again, this is Scott McKenzie with Industrial Talk. If you like what you're listening to, please feel free to sign up for the free podcast as well as the blogs. I'll try to keep it all relevant to your business and hopefully be able to provide some insight into what we do at Industrial Talk and what you do as a professional. Hope to see you soon. Thank you. All right, everybody out there, that was Richard Fong, and I give you permission to call him Rich. He is a fantastic guy. He is passionate about your success, SEO success, search engine optimization success. I highly recommend that you contact him at Bliss Drive. That's B-L-I-S-S Drive. Wonderful man. Wants to make you a success. And so, anyway, you have an open door to do that with Mr. Rich Fong. And once again, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. You know you can get a hold of me at industrialtalk.com. I'm out there. Get a hold of me. I would love to be able to talk to you. If you want to be on this platform and you want to tell your story, boom, let's make it happen. So anyway, educational opportunities, Industrial Academy. If you want to know all about the stuff that I'm doing in the Industrial Dojo, just go there, listen. It's all free, no big deal. So thank you very much once again for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. I'm honored. I'm always honored to be a part of this incredible group of industrial professionals. Be safe out there. Thank you once again. And you will be hearing from me again soon. Have a wonderful day.